different. There's a few stats here and there. No counting these days. The Gemara in the Edmonton of Zuma raises the question as to what's the mocker for the principle of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is like a Chiddush HaTorah. If you think about it, the Gemara Shem gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos. The person's life is in danger. Sorry to hear that, but Shabbos is not from Allah. A person's life is in danger. So I would have thought, the Svar Rishon, I would have thought that you have to do mitzvah no matter what the ramifications are. That's it. There's no exception to mitzvah. And comes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and says to us, no, that's not true. That's the din of Pikuach Nefesh. And that's the Torah Shabbat that tells us, the din of Pikuach Nefesh. You have to curse him. Karoim didn't accept the din of Pikuach Nefesh. So if you don't accept the din of Pikuach Nefesh, nothing to any of you left. So we the Kodesh Baruch Hu, same Kodesh Baruch Hu, gave us Shemeshat, gave us Yom Kippur, gave us the din of Pikuach Nefesh as well. So the Gemara Yuma, yes, the utmost seriousness. How do you know? What's the source? So the Gemara has many, many different Makairis, not so posh. The Gemara has about 7-8 different Makairis for the din of the Pikuach Nefesh, which leads us probably to believe that it came with the Rambam writes, and the Gemara, the Pesach Mishnayas, that sometimes you have a din that we know the din is true, and now we just, and we know that not only is the din true of Tarshim Afas, Lacham Moshe Mishnai, but licked in the Lacham Moshe Mishnai is the fact that there's a pasuk that's teaching us that idea. Like the Moshel, Ayin Tech HaZayin, the Rambam writes is very, very strong. Ayin Tech HaZayin, it's not pshat that the Tanoim sat around one day and says, geez, let's figure out what do we do. We take out the eye, we make you pay. That's not what happens. But we have a mystery, Ishu Pisha Mishra Beinu, that Ayin Tech HaZayin is Lav Dafka. And then the Gemara says we try to prove it from the Sukkim. Why do we prove it from the Sukkim if we know it's true anyway? So the Rambam writes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chachmas, the Tesh Shem Tamimah, Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the Chachmas HaTorah, that very often you can find Dinim that a Tesh Shem HaPeh licked in the Tesh Shem HaSav, as long as you know how to look for them properly. There are certain Tesh Shem HaPeh that cannot be found in the Tesh Shem HaSav. That's what the Rambam has in his famous Shita, that when the Gemara uses the word Halacha Moshe Mesinei, which is very rarely used in 20-25 places, the Rambam writes, only when the Chazal used the phrase Halacha Moshe Mesinei does that mean that there's no possible Tesh Shem HaSav. No Moshe, there's no Tesh Shem HaSav. Don't waste your time looking to see the Tulma square or Tulma black. Your mamish, it's a bit hard to try to find the marker for that because there is no marker. Because the Rambam, there's no marker except for the fact that my father told him, and his father told him, and his father told him, and my Rebbe told him, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a lot of things in Tesh Rabbeinu that do have, Nichlam in the Chokhmah Tatar and Tesh Rabbeinu. And the Pikuach Nefesh is one of those. On the one hand, tells us that everyone agrees that the Pikuach Nefesh Mishnah is supposed to be the enemy of the Yuma. And Chazal also tells us that you have to look in between the lines in the Tesh Rabbeinu to find the Makar. So the Gemara says that one of the Makairis for the Pikuach Nefesh is a positive Mitzvah, Shvisham B'nei Yisrael for Shabbos, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. That it's a good investment policy. That if a person is having a heart attack on Shabbos, so it would be against this policy. They don't give him Chal Shabbos. That's ridiculous. It's a Chuyv in Chal Shabbos to enable the person to maybe recover and to be able to show me many, many Shabbos in the future. So the truth is that this may not even be the real Mokor in the end, maybe we're in the Pasuk, the Mokor, the whole discussion with Gemara, and Shon, Chronim, about the Chuyah, Hutra, maybe one of the special Shurim will have some sugyas related to some of the details of the Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe next week we'll talk about some of the, when you say this was the global topic of the Pikuach Nefesh. But clearly this Pasuk is something to do with Pikuach Nefesh. So if you think about this pasuk for a while, it's a very, very powerful pasuk. The pasuk basically telling us is that lahav lo fazelus, that Torah nitzvus is a marathon. The Torah, the life of Avodas Hashem is not I don't know what the phrase is, 90-yard dash. Is that the other phrase? That's the opposite of that phrase. Something like that, 100-yard dash. You guys know what I mean. The Torah nitzvus is not like, you know, I put everything in my kochas right now and I just get to the finish line and then I collapse and I stop doing nitzvus. That's why we're not thrilled with the bracha system learning before in the morning and then killing the next day. Because the goal is a marathon. You run a marathon, so you don't just lose all your faith at the beginning. You save your strength because life is a long, long race. You have to show many, many happy, healthy years to come. And the Shabbat is also Shabbat means that sometimes there are times you have to slow down. And the Rambam even gives a very drastic mashal. The Rambam writes when he quotes this figure, the Shamru, the Rambam writes, "Moshul ma'adav in the medical field, if somebody has to amputate a limb." The Rambam writes, "Same way, if you chafmos or a fool, you have to amputate a limb to save a body. So too, you have to sometimes amputate a mitzvah in order to save the basic the halachah." So that's almost a guiding feature, and it's a feature that does it, that's a little bit less an emphasis on the yachid and speaks to us as a tzibur. Shomer is the lashon rabim that we're all just together. And therefore, sometimes we have to do things as a community for the greater good of the entire community. I think that's part of one of the important lessons of the Tayom. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't have any more insight of medical information than anyone else has. But I think one theme is coming very, very clearly evident is that although it may be true that many of us, those that are still, are younger somewhat, from the younger edge of the age bracket, but the particular virus may not be per se life-threatening, but it's definitely life-threatening to these people. There's no question about it. All the expert opinion is that it's life-threatening to many, many members of the people. And that in of itself, Christ all in this together. We're not each person is making Shabbos for themselves, but we're not yechidim in this, we're a tzibur in this. And as a tzibur, we have to make the kuch nefesh decisions for a tzibur. There's a fascinating case of Mishnah on Shabbos. It talks about the possibility of Hezek HaRabim potentially being a din like a kuch nefesh. You can have a situation where no one can even say for certain that it's a kuch nefesh, but the fact that it's something that impacts a rabbin, and when you deal with a rabbin, you can't make certain kind of a calculation. There's a din in Shabbos about it. There's a gechelos in the street when you're allowed to put it out and not put it out. And it could be if you had the same gechelos in your house, I'll avoid it. I won't touch the piece of hot metal. But you can't expect the whole tzibur to live up to that. So you have to make certain calculations. I think what Shannon would describe, Chazal described, what we call today public health issues. So we have to make decisions based on the pirush nefesh of the tzibur as a whole. And we have to do certain things we otherwise wouldn't do. And somebody called me a few hours ago. They asked me, they wanted to understand just from the lumdus. The Gemara says at the end of the brachas, it's famous of Rabbi Akiva and Papas, how Papas asked Rabbi Akiva, why is he still saying Shiurim, even though the Romans prohibited it? So Rabbi Akiva explained to him that Kehen Chayin Verachimenu, that we're going to stop living in Torah, and that's a greater danger. The person asked me, why is that not applicable here? And I said that special bit, the Torah speaks about Shasa Shmad and Shasa, Gezerah, that we're not in the Shasa Shmad, it's not a Shasa Gezerah, and therefore we have to go with the regular rules of Pikuach Nefesh, and the regular rules of Pikuach Nefesh dictate many, many of the things that we are being asked to do, both as the yeshiva and other Makamis Torah, and no doubt that everyone is well aware of some of the new takanas that were instituted in council are going to affect starting tomorrow morning. So these are things that were given the utmost concern and by very, very much thought through in terms of what the correct response to all the things going around us. We don't get none of us in the VM, but we aim on El Divrei Torah, as I said. Baruch Hu, was looking down and saying to God, so you're doing the right thing? We're all doing the right thing. We're all doing exactly afi atar she'erucha, to see what, different situations, and Eretz Yisrael is dealing with it their way, and we're dealing with it in our way, and with different communities, and Ishlom Nedar, every community, and each Rabbanim, we're all trying, everyone's trying to do their hardest in order to do the right thing, so we can speak for other people, but I can speak to their full confidence that both in the Rabbanim of Yeshiva and the Rabbanim of at least really speak for the that community that I'm part of, we are trying to walk this balancing act of Kehem Chayinu Verachimenu, together with the fact that the Shem of Nezos to Shabbos, Chalel Shem Zachas, hopefully we won't have to be Hamish Lachal Shabbos, but Chalel Torah Achas, Nishish Mishabo, Torah Harbe, so to speak, to paraphrase Chazal, that even if it misses, it means a little bit less of, the learning, no doubt, will be a little bit less intense, but this is the way it is, and this is our challenge right now, and this is our mitzvah sayyim, and we have to rise to the occasion of that. Over Purim, we spoke a little bit, some of the boys came for him, so we spoke a little bit about how Kadosh Baruch Hu sends different nisyonos to different communities and different generations. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sending us this nisyon. For us, particularly as B'nai Torah, we have to lead the charge. We have to lead the charge of limited Torah. For Kiryat Shmini, more limited Torah these days, not less than the Torah. I know there are college classes going on. I know all that, everything, but no doubt that the intensity of the college experience is also going to be mitigated. And guys can have more time in their hands. So more time means more limit, more limit, more limit. You know, I've quoted this many times from the Shiva Kaviyadin as a self. I usually don't have the opportunity to stay Shia looking at his picture in my face because he's on my dining room wall looking at Shiva many, many times. But he said, you know, in Shemayim, on Friday morning, so they look down to all the Bat Midrashis in the world, and they say, you know, Friday has to produce the same amount of Torah as any other day. How the offer does like Paro's bricks in Mitzrayim. So the numbers don't go down just because it's Friday. Mashkiach and Kemi have to say, Friday is a free day, the low free. So there has to be the same limit up there on Friday as any other day. The problem is that all the Bach, half the Bach are running around Gula, running around the streets of Yerushalayim, and who knows what's going on Friday. But those Yechidim will stand in Beis Medrash on Friday, so behooves them, they have to learn more. They have to learn twice as much. They have to make up all those not learning. There's no doubt that there's a tremendous, tremendous rifyon in Limud HaTorah going on right now because of this. And it's understandable. Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously, you know, understands that. You know, I'm not here to speak for the Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's obvious that, you know, there's no way that Limud HaTorah is being at where it should be. That's just the reality of the unfortunate situation. But it behooves us as B'nai Torah, the same way that 80 years ago our predecessors rose to the occasion and learned full Siddurim in Shanghai and learned full Siddurim wherever they could. And Chaim Shulevitz was filling in the blank pages in the place. There was one place for 300 Bachurim in Shanghai. I didn't stop them, and apparently one of the pages was missing. Chaim Shulevitz filled it in from memory. So just to give you an idea, so that's the bar. You have to look to that as the bar. Whatever we can, you know, I'm not expecting anyone to be filling in places from memory, but I'm not expecting there to be a dire shortage of places in either. And we're in Chulun anyway right now, so Chris Kibam said we should place them also for the Chulun. But maybe in Yovin to the marshal that we still have the opportunity, especially as young B'nai Torah, you know, some of the other commitments in life, and some of the Rabbanim are unfortunately very, very busy these days. So I know what all the other Rabbanim have to do myself. I'm happy that I have the opportunity to say Shia, because Yaakov Kamenetsky said one of the reasons why he decided to start doing Daf Yomi in his later years was that way at least he knew he would learn something every day, even on days of business. It's been a very, very hectic day for everybody, a hectic week, and I don't see it letting up so fast. So whatever we can do to keep up our Siddurim, to keep up our learning, and to take, you know, with the utmost seriousness, the guidelines from our experts, from our mumchim and the health professionals, you know, take it with the utmost seriousness. You know, it's not something to take lightly at all. You know, the fact that basically formal Limud HaTorah in terms of Beis Medrash has been shut down, and shuls have been shut down, and many other things that are processing shut down. You know, this just shows us just how serious the situation is. Not a reason to panic at all, no shape or form, not unwarranted, but just to show us that it's just a b'chayiv of us. So our davening has to be a little bit better, and our learning has to be a little bit better. Having on the chaveiro for sure has to be better, and perhaps dedication to this idea of the tzibur. This is a good message that we'll be able to walk away with, even after this particular tzarah passes in Yetzir Shem soon. That we're all in this together, and Christ all in this together. Lech Kedoshos Kol Yehudim was the refuah to the makar that almost decimated Klal Yisrael. But Yetzir Hashem and Aftar Mosel, that our commitment to each other and to Klal Yisrael as a whole will get us past these somewhat difficult days. And Yetzir Hashem, so wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. And Yetzir Hashem Sunday morning, we'll keep you posted before Sunday morning as to the precise time for the shiur on Sunday. Shimon, you can try to get gauge a little bit. Shimon and I try to gauge a little bit if there's any particular time that works better. I want guys to have a chance to do Mamre Kavos a little bit on Sunday, that way we can give a real shiur on Sunday relating to the Mamre Kavos again. The first thing is a fairly easy one, so we'll give guys a chance to get into the swing of things on Sunday. Okay? Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll be in touch. Okay, anyone with any particular questions, feel free, please. You can text me, email me, call me anytime of the day or night if there's any particular shadows or things you want to just push me about. Okay? Thank you. What do I do?
Rebbe, you need me to come over to help print it off, or something else I could help?
Figure it out.
Rebbe, you're good. Rebbe, I'll take care of it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Shabbos. Shkayach, everybody.
Shkayach.